Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what you gonna do, brother, when the Ryan Maniac takes on the Nacho Man in a bacon versus sausage matchup? The lovely Lacey calls it right down the middle. As she ref it, because it's time for Too Much Nerd Talk, hosted by a band of dweebs. Now, I say that, but I'm the only one here right now. The others will be joining me shortly. Ryan and Lacey were pulled over. They are officially lawbreakers now. They're looking at some hard time, it seems, some really hard time. Ryan, like, pulled a taser, shot, like, three cops with it. Lacey, like, punched four of them. It was a crazy bar fight. It was awkward. But, and yes, a steel chair was pulled out, guys. A steel chair. Now, they'll be joining us shortly, so we'll get the scoop on the steel chair shot heard around the world that I guess Lacey gave to two cops and their drug dog. So, that's going to be some hardcore charges there. But, yeah, they are now criminals. Me and Logan welcome you guys to the group. You guys are now criminals. Awesome. But with that being said, tonight's episode is about bacon versus sausage. That's right. Bacon versus sausage. I'm, of course, taking a side of bacon. Ryan, when he gets here, will be taking a side of sausage. But... of course. Now, let's see here. Mumble on, gobble, gobble, blah. What else? Oh, hey. I have a new set coming out, guys, in my stand-up. It's called Shit I Shouldn't Say Out Loud. And it's going to be my most hardcore fucking jokes and shit like that. So be on the lookout for that. And I think what else here? Yeah, I don't want to get too much into... the bacon and versus sausage talk till Ryan gets here, but I'll jump into the second part or second topic for the night show is going to be Hulk Hogan. So I know more about that, so I can jump into that now without anybody else being here. So let me start with Hulk Hogan. Let's see. We got him here. The jailbirds are coming in.
We are not right, jailbirds.
Don't lie. I told everybody what happened. There was tasers.
And that's not true.
Lacey, you don't lie. You pulled out the steel chair. You know you did.
Whatever.
You hit a cop
with
it.
I'd be behind bars if I was there, if I did any of that. No, Nathan's headlight just went out.
You pulled your resources. You got out. But they kept the
whatever. I ain't that lucky.
But you guys are not criminals. Freaking criminals. No,
okay.
So what happened? Your headlights went out?
His passenger headlight went out, and it wasn't even, his brights worked, but when he turned his brights off, and his headlight was out for the dims, and literally the cop pulled us over.
So pretty much your car winked at the cop, and he pulled you over.
He kind of, yeah, but he only got a warning. He was a really cool guy, so. But,
it was only a winky face, that's why. If it would have been a full-on eye close, they would have got you.
It's a full of crap.
But
anyway,
no,
I was on yet. Ryan was working, and he's getting off like at 10 exactly. So we're pulling up to his workplace now. So, but anyway.
Oh, you got pulled over. You didn't even make it there yet.
No, we were literally almost here, and because we're pulling in now, and that's what happened. Like, so. But anyway.
So, I told Lacey earlier. Okay, tonight's show is going to be about bacon versus sausage. I'm on the side of bacon, of course. And then the second half of the show is about Hulk Hogan. Yeah. But I told Lacey I can connect bacon to Hulk Hogan.
Right.
How do you do that?
Hulk Hogan had a product that was some shit. Hulk Hogan had these, like, grill shoes back in the day, right, that you can cook bacon in. Gotta love the 80s.
Gotta love them. Nothing like the 80s.
Is Ryan on yet? You hear Ryan?
No, but this is one of the things I was telling him. Like, I was looking at the topic that y'all picked or whatever, and as far as breakfast food, and I love bacon. Bacon over sausage. But, like, on pizzas and stuff like that.
I don't hate sausage.
I'm a sausage
Let me start
fan.
This with this. I don't hate sausage. I'm not against sausage.
Right.
But I like bacon more. You never hear this, okay? You always hear, like, hey, add bacon to that. You know, you get sausage, wrap some bacon around that or something. You never hear, wrap some sausage around that bacon. You never hear, add sausage to that. It's always add bacon.
Yeah. Now, I disagree.
Why you never hear add anything to bacon? You know why you never hear add anything to bacon? Because it's perfection.
Oh, well, you know. But now I do say add sausage to pizza.
Probably not.
No, probably. I agree.
There's
I agree.
Ryan.
The Ryan Maniac is here. What you gonna do, brother, when the Ryan Maniac? You missed my intro.
You really talking about Shane right then instead of Hulk Hogan.
You better not curse me.
Welcome, Ryan. Hello. Hello, he says. He's talking about how bacon
is
superior.
How is work? Your sister is now a criminal.
Hold on, he just got stuck outside the car. Now he's back.
There's no keys. Because they're not in the
car. Talk to him. He's answering questions.
Hang on. Trust.
Ryan's having some minor difficulties. 1 second.
I turn it all the way on. More
Okay. Anyway,
Ryan, we're getting Morse code.
Now, go.
Hey, how are you?
He said, "How are you, Dakota?"
Oh, I'm great. I got a 3-day weekend, and today was my Friday, so I'm awesome.
Oh, I thought we were
connected. No. Nope. So he was picking on me and Nathan for being a criminal because we got pulled over by the police.
Why'd y'all get pulled over by the police?
Nathan's headlight went out as soon as hours went by.
The headlight did not go out. Lacey hit one cop with a chair. Somebody tased somebody. There was some pepper spray. It was a crazy incident.
Also, that's not how it happened.
It could have, though.
Yeah, it could have. Yeah, exactly. That could have valid. It could
he
have
was
happened,
talking about how bacon was superior. And you were saying how sausage is inferior?
Basically
hold
bacon.
Hold on a minute. Let me start this off by saying, though, I'm not against sausage. I do like sausage. So I'm going to throw that out there.
Can you say that again?
I said, I'm just going to start off by saying I don't hate sausage. I just love bacon more.
Then by association, you hate sausage.
All right, fine then. Fuck your sausage.
I mean, it's got to either be one way or the other. So
I'm going with bacon,
yeah.
Of course. Because you never hear add anything to bacon. You always hear add bacon to stuff.
I mean, that's not really true, though. I mean, you can add maple to bacon or, I mean.
You leave maple out of this. You're not in Canada, okay? Nobody likes maple
bacon.
You
put maple on sausage, too, so.
Yeah. Okay, can we agree that freaking Canada sucks and why the hell do they have ham as Canadian bacon?
Well, Canadian bacon is also a form of bacon, so you're essentially saying that bacon sucks.
Damn, stop trying to mindfuck me with this shit, dude.
I'm not mindfucking you. It's in the name. It's not called Canadian meat that's like bacon. It's Canadian bacon.
But it's ham.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Hamburgers are made out of beef, but we still call them hamburgers.
Well, that's the difference between, like, Italian sausages and Polish sausage. You know, sausage is sausage. So if you don't want Polish sausage, you don't want sausage.
That's right.
Huh.
Give me a second. I've got some pros and cons here. You'll understand why you're wrong here in a few minutes.
I feel like I'm already wrong now, so I'm just going to one, I guess. I
don't know. No, don't be – no. No, don't give in. You were talking some smack shit all week about this strippy boy. Get shit up.
Yeah, well, I'll back it up right now. Bacon's origins go back to the 1500s. Started over in China, by the way. That's awkward. I don't know why it started in China. But, yeah.
Because everything pretty much started that we have in the West from the East. I mean, my God, I'm sure there was bacon on the Silk Road. So should I start with bacon? Should I start with bacon or sausage?
You go, bro. You go.
Well, I'm for sausage, but I mean, ultimately, I've done my homework on both sides. As a true meat connoisseur would.
Tell us your findings. Just go.
All right, so I went to a website called the Little Thing website, and basically it's got a list of just like some pros and cons for bacon and sausage. The sausage was a little harder to find because I'm pretty sure the website was pro-bacon, so I had to go to some other websites. Okay, so some things about bacon. America eats roughly, okay, are you ready for this? America eats roughly 5,608,654,506 pounds of bacon every year.
Holy fuck.
Damn. Like, I'm looking at my belt right now, and I'm like, no fucking wonder. And you know what's insane is I don't even like bacon. So this is your fault, you greasy sack of shit. You and your baconites did this. That's what, okay, you heard it here first. I'm pretty sure probably somebody said it somewhere, but baconites is what you are. Okay, so let's put that into a little bit of perspective. That's 18 pounds of bacon per person in the world per year. 18 pounds.
That doesn't seem like a lot.
It doesn't seem like a lot, but every human being on the planet is eating at least 18 pounds of bacon a year.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
There you go. All right, here's some more little, these are just some trivia, I guess, about bacon, because, you know, it can't all be bad, you know, right? You greasy fucks. Two cuts of bacon, cuts. I said number two because it was, like, in my list. I'm very exhausted at the moment. Cuts of bacon are diverse. Americans mainly eat the belly bacon. I like that. And the UK likes shoulder and back bacon. And guess what Canadian likes to eat? No, it's bacon. It just doesn't taste like bacon. It's Canadian bacon, and it comes from the loins. Do you know what loins are, Dakota?
Yes, yes, I do.
Y'all are some nasty sons of bitches up there in your boots and your moose, and you're eating your Canadian bacon from a freaking pig crotch.
So we Canada sucks. Even though we got listeners there, you all still suck. But take your moose.
I mean, there's plenty of good things to like about Canada, but if you're going to sit there and eat your bacon from a pig's crotch in front of me, we got problems. A little bit of more trivia coming here. Have you ever heard of the term bringing home the bacon?
Yes.
So bring home the bacon. What do you think that means, like, now? Like, what do you think of when you hear that phrase, bringing home the bacon?
Well, now it means, like, your paycheck money. You know, like working,
right.
bringing home money.
You're getting out there, you're earning some cash. Well, originally, this is some bizarre shit, by the way. Originally, in the 12th century, take my hand as we stroll back to 12th century England, where there was shit on the streets and nobody had any deodorant. There was a church in Dunmore, England. They, okay, this is about to blow your mind. They would offer a pack of bacon, which I don't even know what a pack was back then, but I'm sure it was probably a good amount. A pack of bacon would be offered to any man that could attest that they had not argued or fought with their wives for an entire year.
Oh, shit.
So they would have to go before man and God and have proof that they did not fight with their wife.
I'm just saying.
And it was their wives saying that they earned the bacon for the year.
I'm just here to say that the intake back then was a lot less than it is now, man.
Oh, if that was the case. Okay, okay, you notice how it specifically says argued or fought. That means no arguing with your wife for a year? I argue with Chuck, my dog, like every other day. That's not even a human being. A woman? No, I'm not sexist, but I'm just saying it's going to happen. So I would be baconless every damn year in England. This is why people starved to death in the medieval ages. Can you imagine being on day 356? You're all smiling and happy. You've done it this whole time. You're like, oh, yeah, going to get me some of that sweet meat tomorrow. And then your wife comes in with her hands on her hip, and she's like, so, you just going to leave today? And you're like, please, we only have one day left, honey. Please. And she just ruins it. And then you don't get bacon for an entire year. That's grounds for murder. I'm just
I feel like there's women out there. I'm not
going to
be getting bacon for a few years after this night.
I would never have bacon because
I would roll over and make some stupid joke
with my wife, and she'd smack me in the face or something, and there goes the bacon. No meat for us, guys.
Well, is it considered fighting if you don't slap back?
Yes, well, it's fighting because of any sort of conflict at all.
See, I'm all about that.
Now, what if she fights? Do I get her bacon?
No. It's not just a pack of bacon for, like, each person. You're getting a substantial amount of bacon for, like, your household.
Uh-huh.
So I'm assuming it's, like, a large amount of bacon.
Can I get
like
the bacon?
Like, a small pack of bacon... A small pack of bacon wouldn't be worth it for a whole year of abstaining from violence. I'm sure they probably got like a wheelbarrow full of this shit. And like, I can see it now, like some poor bastard is like, he's got his area over there with his salt ready to preserve the meat so they can eat throughout the year. And he's all excited, jumping up and down. And here she comes. She woke up on the wrong side of the bed. He must have farted a little too hard in his sleep. She's pissed.
Woman, what if she's wanting or whatever? And what do you think the man does in the last day?
Lacey, you know damn well this is a reward for man. You know how often a woman holds her tongue?
I hold it every day.
I was about to say, if you had to go a year without smacking your man or like a woman hitting her man, they would never eat.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying... If it were turned the other way around, could you not argue or hit a man for a whole year?
Sure.
Like
something I wanted.
Like, okay. Example, Dakota comes waltzing in on his bullshit. I didn't do nothing for the podcast tonight because I'm a lazy sack of crap. Good luck, guys. You wouldn't be like, you asshole or something. Just like, oh, and here's even more. They have to do it before God, right? So if you even...
Oh, yeah.
It's over. Oh, God, imagine you're sitting there and you're like, wait a minute, I didn't do anything to this woman all year long. And they're like, God knows what you thought. And then you're just like, well, GG, you got me there, Lord. I've been planning her death every day for a whole year. Anyway, moving on. So a butcher in Paris in 1920 created bacon perfume.
Bacon perfume?
Perfume that was scented from the smell of cooked bacon.
All right, I want that.
How is this not a thing now? What happened between now and 1920? Can you imagine, like, you go up to your girl, you raise them armpits back, and crispy, home-cooked bacon just wafts across the room? They probably ate all their men, and that's the reason why they don't have the perfume anymore. What do you think?
I say too many women got ate.
Too many women? What woman is going to put perfume of bacon on them? Well, I mean, if that's your guy into that. He'd be like, I smell a little piggy.
I mean,
come in the room and you'd be
like,
laying there in your lingerie, oinking it.
Well, right here's a missed opportunity. They could have got it, sprayed it on them. That's how they get the dudes in the bed. Think about it. What guy's going to be like,
I'm thinking Miss Piggy from the Muppets. I'm thinking if Miss Piggy from the Muppets were to market, like, her own brand of bacon perfume, that shit would sell like gangbusters.
Do not talk about my Miss Piggy.
Can you imagine? She'll be saying that. She'll be like,
why did...
Do you smell?
Why was Gonzo... Why was Gonzo... why is Gonzo's nose black and blue and smells like ham?
Why?
Because Kermit walked in on him with Miss Piggy.
That wasn't even funny. It was just depressing.
We're a big Muppet fan. Don't you can't ruin it for us. We'll cry a little bit. I love Miss Piggy. I can see her saying, they'll be like, so this is how you got Kermit, and her being like, I doubt I'll need any.
Hey, I got one for you, Dakota.
All right.
What's green and smells like pork?
Kermit.
Kermit's middle finger. Okay. Anyway, back to the bacon. So
that was very salty.
Okay, so Saint Anthony is a patron saint. I can't remember exactly what he's the patron saint of. But amongst his, because usually if you have a saint or somebody that's been sainted, they have like multiple things that they're worshipped for and stuff. Well, anyway, Saint Anthony is also, amongst his other titles, the Saint of Bacon. Can you imagine being a god and they're like, your power or whatever is bacon?
I would love
it. Imagine like you're in Greek mythology and you've got Zeus, you know, Thunderbolt, god of thunder and lightning. Then you've got, Ares, god of war, Aphrodite, god of beauty, and here comes Dakota, god of bacon.
I think I would be hit at all the parties. Well, tell me
it's
what
like, I've thought about
is.
This my whole life.
I can be like, yo, Zeus, fry this for me real quick with one of your bolts. Bam.
God dang it. How this isn't already an Adam Sandler movie is beyond me.
Adam Sandler, if you're out there, I'll totally watch it.
I watched the shit out of that. Like, if all the crew from, like, Grown Ups played the Greek gods,
yeah.
I would watch that shit in a heartbeat.
Yeah, that would be awesome, so.
Because, you know, like, Rob Schneider would be, like, Aphrodite or something.
Rob Schneider is Aphrodite. And...
Okay, back to the bacon. World War II. Okay, that's where we're at now. World War II, that's Hitler. Because apparently some people don't know which World War had Hitler in it. In World War II, there was a surplus in types of processed foods. The BLT was invented during World War II. Does everyone know what a BLT is?
Bacon, lettuce, and tomato.
Bacon, lettuce, and tomato. So I thought that was an interesting little BLTs were created. And if you love bacon, like, you know, Dakota apparently claims to, there's even a holiday for it. December 30th, the day before our New Year in America, is National Bacon Day.
That's right.
I guess you just sit around like a greasy piece of crap eating bacon. I don't really know what baconites do.
Why are you hating so much?
Dakota, I mean...
You know your boat would be...
Do you just sit around in your tighty-whities with your, like, streaks on the back eating bacon, or... Y'all, okay, everybody out there is probably thinking I'm coming off really, like, a lot of animosity for Dakota. This guy's been talking shit for a week about bacon. Okay, so Dakota, when do you think, like, sliced bacon was readily available?
Sausage is USA because it has USA in it. All right, you got your
German sausage. We're not on sausage yet.
F your sausage.
We're not on
sausage
yet. Okay.
I am skipping ahead.
We'll
jump back to bacon.
No. We're going to finish this bacon up. I got two more little things here for bacon, and then I'm going to roll out the sausage links. So...
The missing
links! How are you cooking them? Are you throwing them on the grill? What are you talking? What kind of links here? You throwing them on the grill? What are we doing here? You do like some pulled sausage?
So sliced bacon. I'm ignoring this. Sliced bacon. When did it hit the shelves? 1924. So World War II, we got the BLT. Around World War I, we had bacon readily available to go on the stove. I guess before that, you just had to go to a butcher or something. I don't know. Okay, so this... is the last bit of trivia before I go into sausage. Did you know that bacon has been to space?
As in what?
Bacon has been to space.
Oh, yeah, I can.
No.
Probably, yeah, I could do that.
Okay, so the Apollo 8, shuttle mission to the moon, right? One of their main things they were doing up there was cooking food and seeing how it would do in space, like without atmosphere or whatever. And then they would bring back the bacon to Earth and let NASA taste it and see if it was edible and shit. So bacon was one of the number one foods they first started out with. And when they brought it back to Earth, they said they put it in a little Ziploc baggie and called it moon bacon. And this moon bacon was there for years, and they would snack on it and shit.
Moon bacon.
Also,
that
bacon is
like
not very healthy.
That sounds like an extremely
very greasy. So, real quick, are you one of those crunchy bacon or the squishy bacon kind of guys?
I like mine kind of crispy. I don't like it too hard.
I should have known. I bet you like your underwear like 5 days dirty before you wash them too, don't you? Nathan, how do you like your bacon? Oh, you're disgusting. Okay, we have to team up to fight this evil. Nathan like cooks his bacon then puts it in the fridge to cool off and then eats it.
Whoa! What?
The only thing worse than that is if you tell me all you eat is the bacon bits out of the little jar.
I mean, you let bacon sit on the counter or whatever, and you come back and get a piece of it after a little bit. It's no different than sitting in the fridge.
It's way different because you're not putting it at 40 degrees. How long?
You're not helping.
That's not. Oh my god.
I don't like my bacon hot. I want it cold.
In
the fridge, he says.
If
anyway,
bacon,
all right. So, I've gave my spiel. What'd you say?
I said, if you want cold bacon, why even make it?
I don't know. So I've given my spiel on bacon. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Let's see here. We skipped over
even
turkey
bacon.
How's everybody feel about that?
Turkey bacon is not bacon.
That's not true.
It's not bacon. It comes from a bird. Bacon.
Bacon's in
we went over what parts of a pig bacon comes from.
Bacon's in the word.
Exactly. Just like Polish sausage. If you don't like turkey bacon, you don't like bacon, right? That's your logic.
See?
About sausage.
Yeah.
Fine, keep your nasty ass turkey bacon.
Anyway.
Anything else before I start worshiping the cock of sausage?
Language.
All right, I take that as a sign to move on. All right.
Let's jump to the song.
Man's best friend.
Hold on. Before we get started, are you a Link or a Patty man? Are you a Lynx or a Patty man?
Am I a Link or a Patty man?
Yeah.
I'm a Patty man, my man.
All right. I'm good with some nice. How do you like your sausage cooked? I like mine nice and, like, not burnt, but, like, done.
Yeah, I like it done, but I don't want it, like, there's some people that will burn their sausage so much to where, like, it's charcoaled almost. And
yeah,
I
don't
that
like
kind
that.
Of I want it juicy when I bite it, you know?
Right.
So when we say sausages, it's a little bit different than bacon because, you know, bacon is relatively the same type of meat except for, like, Canadian bacon, which is, like, a different type of bacon. But when you talk about sausage, you've got links, you've got sausages like bratwurst and stuff like that. Those are technically sausages. You've got the sausage patties. I mean, like, there's a lot of different variations of sausage. So that's one of my first pros for
sausage,
is you literally have a lot of sausage to choose from. And bacon, you either like crispy, soft, or whatever that shit they're eating off of the crotch up there in Canada. So, I mean, you only got, like, three options.
Bacon bits
is bacon. It's just ground up. That would be like if I said sausage, but like in little cubes. So, now that I got that pro in there, if I had to choose, sausage patties is my favorite, but I do like a good bratwurst or a sausage, like a smoked sausage is like really good, too. Kielbasa is pretty good. Polish sausages are pretty good.
Who does Viennese fit into this set?
Vienna sausage, they're on the can.
That's what I said, I love Vienna.
Vienna sausages, I don't really count those as sausages, but it's in the name, so I guess it counts. I don't know, I gotta be in a mood to eat a little weenie, you know.
I feel that.
It's probably because when I was a little kid, my grandma told me they were penises.
Yeah,
so
we wouldn't eat them.
She's like, those are little pig pee-pees. And I'm like, yeah, I'm scarred for fucking life.
Yeah.
We're trying to drink it. Go refill. So, let's start off with some facts and trivia. The longest sausage in the world. Do you want to guess? You will never. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, you will never guess how long this fucker is.
18 feet.
Oh, you poor bastard. Not even close.
Wait, baby.
What is it?
Okay.
The longest sausage ever made on record was in Romania in December of 2014. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
38.99 miles.
Holy fuck.
They made a sausage that was literally almost 40 fucking miles long. Fucking ask me. I wasn't there. I don't. And every time I looked it up, it's just like they did it. And like, it's in the Guinness Book of World Records. But it's like,
yeah.
I don't know what. I guess they just made a sausage and like just kept adding and adding and adding. I don't understand.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, but I guess you didn't think of a big old sausage like that, did you?
No, I was thinking a big old juicy sausage.
Why would anybody think that you made a 40-mile length
sausage. Oh, come on. You know you want to take a bite out of a 40-mile-long
sausage.
Do
you know how long it took him probably to do that? It was probably burnt.
I didn't say it was eaten. I just said it was the longest.
The
longest sausage. Well, of the end that's cooked, I'm sure. I'm not going to be like, I'm going for the middle. Like,
what's even the middle?
What's the middle? I think I'll just take a piece of the knee. Like, no. All right. So there is a slang for sausages known around the world. Sausages are called bangers, which makes me feel so good because, like, now I understand.
Sure, it does make you feel so good. Were you banged by it?
Now I understand the phrase, can I have some bangers and eggs?
This episode's sounding dirty now. We're talking about banging sausages.
I mean, they're called bangers. A lot of people call their weenies love sausages. I mean, hey, if you've ever seen the TV show The Boys, which I swear
there's
I don't work for Amazon Prime, love sausage. Love sausage is a supervillain whose penis like grows. Yeah. So there you go. There's a bit of knowledge you can get away from.
We need to do a show
sausages.
On The Boys.
God, I love The Boys. Yeah, I was about to say we could do a whole show on that shit. Sausages
yeah.
were originally made. This is where we get a little bit of the nitty gritty. I'll admit this is a con for sausage. Sausages were originally made to preserve blood and other meats. So traditionally, like a sausage was contained in intestines, like the outside of a sausage. You know that part where you bite into it and it just pops because of the grease and you're like, daddy, when you're taking a bite? Yeah, that's basically like a intestine and an asshole.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You hear that? I just said that and he's like, yeah, man. Yeah, I know. You're eating an asshole, Dakota. Aren't you a little bit upset?
No, you are. You're the one liking the sausage, man. There ain't no asshole on it.
I clearly said this was the one con. This is the one con I have against sausages. And this isn't sausages today. Like, modern sausages, they use, like, this synthetic meat, like, thing to hold the yeah. It's literally like a... It's literally like a meat condom that's edible. But, yeah, back in the day, like early 1900s, it was a pig's anus. So, yeah, live with that. Some more little trivia. Homer, who wrote the book The Odyssey and The Iliad, which is like the Trojan War and stuff, he compared his character Odysseus. He called him a fat sausage in his book, like over and over. He continuously compares him to a fat sausage. I don't understand why. The Roman word for sausage means
body. You sure he wasn't saying he had a fat sausage?
I don't know. Maybe. The Roman word for sausage means botulus or botulism. Sausage production creates a warm, moist environment made for Colostrum bollerium, which makes a toxin. So you have to be very careful when you're making sausage. But that gives it more of like an excitement to me. Like, you have to be careful or sausage can kill you. Like bacon? No, you just have this bland, bacony taste, you know? You don't have to worry about death.
Bland. Bland. It's cooking its own little fat and flavor.
Bland. It's bland. Blandy, bland, bland, bland. Plus, sausage grease is better than bacon grease. I'm just going to go ahead and say it.
I doubt that because bacon grease can be used in multiple things to cook things better.
You're telling me you can't use sausage grease to do the same thing?
Not in the same consistency.
Dakota?
I'm a cook. Like, we're cooks.
Dakota?
Technically, Ryan's not wrong. You could use sausage grease. But yes, Lacey is right. It's better to use bacon grease.
Yes, it's not the same consistency.
What I heard, was Ryan isn't wrong.
Oh, shut up. Like,
I mean, you can't.
More with bacon grease. It's more. You get more quality out of bacon grease. You can only get so many things with sausage.
You don't hear people asking to add sausage grease to like turnip greens and shit. You hear people saying, "Oh, add bacon grease."
The only time you use sausage grease a lot of times to cook is like the gravy, or
oh, we didn't even talk about gravy. Please tell me how good your bacon gravy is.
Would you shut your face?
Yeah, that's right. It doesn't exist.
No, I'm gonna let him have this one because he does have me. There is sausage gravy. I do like sausage gravy. So you have me with that. Like I said in the very beginning, I'm not against
sausage gravy. The only gravy I like is chocolate.
Do a poll
gravy.
Right now. All of our fans, except for the people in freaking Denmark, better sausage gravy or bacon juice?
It's not juice. It's lard. Like, lard can make a lot of things turn into lovely things. Like, but
I mean,
anyway.
You're right. I'm a tub of lard.
Yeah.
So I mean.
You can use bacon grease and baked beans. You can use bacon grease and turnip greens. Or,
that's a lot of vegetables.
Or cabbage.
I don't want vegetables with my meat because I'm a man. I want gravy on my meat.
Oh, okay.
And that comes from sausage.
And flour.
It still has sausage in it. Okay, so I'll even go a step further. Let's go to retail. Bacon is extremely expensive.
So is sausage.
No. Sausage is relatively cheap. And then I'll go a step further. When you go to a McDonald's, for example, or a Hardee's, and you go to get you one of them biscuits in the morning and you have to make that crucial decision, but we're not going to bring chicken into this because chicken is a holy meat. But anyway.
God, chicken, anyway.
You go and you have to make the decision. Do you want a nice sized slab of sausage that fits the biscuit and fulfills every corner of the bread? Or do you want a bacon biscuit that may have one and one half piece of the crispiest, nastiest piece of bacon from the bottom of the deep fryer that they have? Go on. Make your choice.
Wait, here's where you're fucking up at. You get the sausage and bacon biscuit. And,
You can't do that. You can't combine them. This is a war of meats, not a joining of meats.
Listen, how do you think wars end? It's called peace treaties. Like, come on.
Peace treaty, my ass. We all know that sausage is the higher quality.
Okay, so as I was saying in the beginning, prefers bacon.
You dirty.
As
why?
Hush. And then as like added to like foods later or whatever, I like Italian sausage on pizzas.
No.
I like Polish sausages. I'm not a big link person. I can do some sometimes.
You take that shit right on out of here.
I prefer the patty if I'm doing breakfast sausage.
I prefer the patty.
For the patty.
How can you prefer bacon for breakfast? Sausage is made to go with eggs.
Bacon and eggs?
No, I've never heard of that. Dakota even said this out of his mouth earlier. Bacon goes on things. So if you go get a double cheeseburger, you don't slap sausage on it. You slap a strip of bacon. Right?
Correct.
So keep that bacon shit on the lunch and the dinner and keep sausage where it belongs, the most important meal of the day.
I'm sorry. Have you ever had a bacon and jelly and biscuit? It is delicious.
No, because I don't have jelly with a nasty inferior meat than sausage.
Everybody knows if you get a sausage and biscuit or you think put mustard on it, you can put jelly.
That's
oh,
right.
God, no.
Nice jelly and put it on there.
No, I'm a jelly person. I'm not a mustard person.
Well, we can we understand you're a jelly person.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that the world are jelly people.
Yeah,
mustard is
whatever.
Mustard.
I'm just telling you here that we grew up together, and if there was bacon for breakfast, Ryan's ass ate it. He did not turn it away.
That wasn't part of the debate. The debate wasn't what I... Okay. No. The debate was which meat was better, not which meat would Ryan eat. There isn't a meat on this planet that will escape me. Okay? Let's just make that clear. And if we're going to be extra...
Oh, is that true? Is that true? So you're going to eat oysters. You're going to eat...
What's wrong with oysters?
Clams. You're going to eat crab meat. You're
yeah,
going to eat...
I like crab.
You eat oysters?
I've had oysters. They're not the best, but I've had
armadillo.
Right. Have you ever had chorizo?
You're careening out of control. Okay.
I'm just saying you're being very obsolete without being open-minded for anything.
I am open-minded. I will eat every meat on this planet. But the debate of this episode is bacon versus sausage. And by preference and by God. As ordained.
Except for only bacon and all your stuff that you said was put before God for them to have a
feast
for.
That they could have once a year by being nice to their wives.
That was how great.
You want to know what they could probably have every year and still fight with their women? Sausage.
Yeah.
The God who can't eat pig.
God gave me free will, Nathan, and if that free will was to slaughter a pig and eat it, then I'm going to do it. I know! I didn't say that I didn't like bacon!
That is
bacon.
True. That is a good... That
I
is a
like
good.
Bacon, God darn it!
From Nathan sneaking up in the back seat.
Sausage is better!
Bacon and sausage do come from the same animal, so...
Do not make me bring in the third party.
Most sausage is byproduct.
Don't make me bring in the third party.
What is that?
The best of the meat. From a pig.
Well, here we go.
Ham.
Ham.
You want to sit there and tell me ham isn't better than bacon and sausage?
I do.
Dakota, answer me.
No, I can't.
Oh, no. I like ham, but...
You can't pretend. Stop. Country ham. Sugar ham. Glaze ham.
I like good glaze ham. Honey ham, black forest ham. I can go for that.
Black
and Cajun ham. Oh.
Asian ham. There you go. We can't do that because this is about bacon and sausage. Okay? So if you ever have an episode where it's like ham versus... Okay. How much time we got left?
Not much.
We got 11 minutes.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and say that down the road, we're part two of this episode.
We're going to have a part two?
No. Hear me out. It won't be bacon versus sausage because we've solved that debate.
No, we haven't. But anyway.
The next meat war is going to be ham versus turkey. Okay?
Ham.
And then the third of our meat war episodes will probably be like, ground beef versus chicken.
Or
we can just do a triple way last episode of seafood, chicken, and beef.
One
will be a very detailed episode because there's a lot of different types of things you can do with beef, chicken, and seafood. But
so
anyway,
on that episode, are we going to get to the bottom of what really is the chicken of the season?
Tuna. But anyway,
if you're out there and you're listening to this, run away now.
Back to the battle at hand. Who votes sausage? Me.
Wait, are we voting what we're eating? Because I can go for both right now.
Favorite. Is it
favorite?
Favorite. So, like, bacon or sausage?
You were killing me right now.
Bacon, of course.
Lacey?
Uh, It's breakfast, it's bacon.
That's not the answer. The question is the best, not what time of day.
Bacon.
Nathan. Bacon or sausage?
Oh,
you just pick one. Oh my God.
Go well, Canadian bacon, sausage. Nathan. Go Canadian bacon.
Sausage is the winner.
No.
Because of all of the people I polled before I came to the
okay.
podcast.
That sounds like a true politician.
Okay, I tell you what, fans out there, we'll call it a draw. Next week's episode, y'all write in a fan thing and tell us what y'all think, who won this battle. Okay? If you want more battles.
I can definitely tell you the person who's more upset.
Here's what I'm going to say. You beat us with facts and logic with the sausage thing. I get you there. You got us. But bacon is more world loved. So
we're gonna find out though, aren't we?
Like honestly, because if I go to
like you can hit us with all
it,
the sausage facts in the world. You can tell us bacon costs like $20 an ounce, but we still buy it. We're still going to eat it, and we're still gonna fucking love it.
Yep, that's true.
You're a bunch of freaking heathens. Animals.
As if he would eat bacon if it was in front of him again, you know.
Was it the point? I would swallow loads of bacon. I'm just saying.
All right,
remember
you know that you have convinced me. I will jump ship. Sausage is better, but bacon is more loved and is more awesome.
Mm.
I just say leave it to the
fans. I said it.
Leave it to the fans. Denmark, unless y'all get back on board, we don't care about y'all's vote. Canada,
yeah, Denmark.
You really got to help us with that Canadian bacon thing. If you're ashamed of it, vote sausage. Okay?
If you're ashamed, vote sausage.
Right.
Oh, damn.
I wish we had a ham. Or a bacon sauce.
We need to set up like a little poll. We need to work. Let's get on that. Let's set up a poll after the show, and we'll get on that.
I think you can put polls on Facebook.
You can.
I think they do, yeah.
Nugget, biscuit, nugget, and a biscuit. Nugget, biscuit, nugget, and a biscuit.
That's
nugget,
not
biscuit. Nugget. Yeah.
That's not bacon versus sausage.
That's Tabuscus, but it's still funny. There is no bacon songs, are there?
Dakota.
Dakota, is there a song?
There is
a
bacon
I'm,
song.
I'm thinking,
Nick Jones,
I'm thinking
Nick
right
Jones
now,
is
though, is it?
No, I mean like a good song.
Is it? Is there a bacon song?
Yeah.
All right, guys. We got about 5 or 7 minutes left of the show here.
What's our topic going to be next week?
Yeah, that's next week. I haven't even thought that far yet.
Lord.
Yes, for sure. But anyway.
Yeah, I like that idea too.
I think we should talk Pokemon versus Digimon.
Oh, God, here we go.
Okay, I'm in. Maybe a little hardcore.
Okay, fine. I'll do my Pokemon research, and Lacey, you can bring in some Digimon research, and Dakota, you can be like, yeah, I like Dakota on that one.
Oh, shut your face. You just know that he's going to be on your side. You dirty face.
If he wants to be the best that ever was, he will be.
Yeah, okay.
I did like Digimon, though, but I only like the
Digimon
first season
was my
of Digimon,
fave.
So.
First season, and then their Digimon trial, where they went and used them all. From the first season, and they're in the second season, so.
Digimon
Tribe was really good.
I like all Digimon except for, anything after Frontier is good.
And then, you know, I only know Pokemon, like Ash and Misty and Brock.
You don't know anything about Pokemon.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, come on, Togepi was my favorite. Like, but you know, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Aye, aye, aye.
So,
Well, anyways, I guess that's going to be next week's topic, guys.
Power Rangers. Why does everybody talk back into this? Anyway.
Then everybody tune in Monday for Ask Me Levi's. Lacey, what's the topic on that?
Yeah, I don't know yet.
There we go. And then tune in next week for the stash. What's the topic? I don't know yet if Logan even calls in. That's the topic. Logan, call in. There you go.
We do have a lot of fan questions, so Ask Me Levi's is probably going to be fan question Monday. So.
That sounds good. All right, guys. With Ryan winning this bout, I will give it to him tonight. Only thing I got left to say is, remember, always roast the world. Why?
Who needs roasting?
Come get your sausage schnitzelings, your schnitzelings.
It's the missing link.
Come get your schnitzelings and sausages, baby. All
right.
Would you like to
stop it? Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.